Welcome, everybody. Share number 1288 in the writing. It's share number 440440. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're talking about various different items. When one washed for a meal, ate the right amount of bread and the right amount of time, and when they have to make an extra bracha, when they don't. So in reference to eating ice cream, we all love ice cream, ices and ice cream, pretty much the same category. The person eats it as a dessert at the end of the meal. So what exactly is the halacha? So the bottom line is it is a machlokes. There's some place can hold that ice cream is a real dessert. It's ice cream. What do you mean? What does ice cream have to do with part of the meal? I don't need ice cream for sustenance. Nobody eats ice cream for satiation. It's not like the main dish. Ice cream is ice cream. So it's a regular dessert. And what's the problem? You have to make a bracha. So some place can want to hold that ice cream is a real dessert, a dessert like food, and nobody eats it as part of the meal, like we said, satiation or sustenance, and therefore the ice cream and ices will require a bracha. You have to make a shahakal according to those poskim at the end of the meal. Now, there are other poskim who want to say, no, it falls under the category of drinks. In other words, it's a regular quote unquote mashka. It's something that somebody it's eaten as a drink. Its bottom line is it's liquid. You leave it out to give it a few minutes. It's going to be all liquid. It's just a liquid. Now it's frozen. Okay. But it's a regular liquid. So those places can want to say that it falls under the category of drinks, even though one is eating it at the end of the meal. So as we've spoken about in the past, regular drinks, somebody drinks orange juice, somebody drinks, soda, water during the meal. So you don't have to make a bracha. It's all inclusive in the meal for the various different reasons we've spoken about in the past. So you drink the drinks during the meal, no extra bracha. Same thing with ice cream. According to these places, ice cream, it's a drink. It's a mashka. So therefore, according to those poskim, if one eats ice cream or ices, even at the end of the meal, it is proper. One would not make a extra bracha. So therefore, the bottom line is, it is a machlokes as we just spoke about. So therefore, when one does eat ice cream or ices at the end of the meal, basically what the proper thing to do is make a bracha shahakal on something else, on a different item. You take something else and have in mind the ice cream and ices. Something else would be, for example, one takes a little piece of chocolate. You could take a sugar cube, something along those lines, right? And candy, whatever the case is, you make a shakal and you have in mind the ice cream or the ices. So that's the best way to go about it. Obviously, the chocolate, candy, these type of things we've spoken about in the past, one does have to make a bracha. That's a regular dessert, a regular sweet item that's eaten for dessert, and one would have to make a bracha. You could also take a sugar cube, right? You suck a little bit, take a little bit of sugar, something like that. One could make a shakal. So that is the best way to go about it. Like this, you get yourself out of all machlokes and all questionable situations. Another good idea would be to take, like we said, a sugar cube, make a shakal on that, and have mine. So the bottom line is, take something else that needs a shakal, that one would have to make a shakal, and have in mind ice cream and ices. If one, in fact, does not have anything else to make a bracha on, if it's possible, one should try and eat the ice cream or ices after benching. In other words, I don't have a candy, I don't have chocolate, I don't have ice cube, sugar cube. I don't have anything. So what do I do now? But I want to eat my ice cream or ices. So the best thing is, if it's possible, to bench, just plain out bench, and then you eat the ice cream. If in fact one does not have anything else to make the bracha on, then if possible, it's better to eat the ice cream or ices after benching your bench. And then for sure you have to make a bracha according to everybody. I benched. Now I'm going to eat something else. Of course I have to make a bracha. It's nothing to do with the meal, right? So that's an important thing to keep in mind. That is a good idea to do also for sure. Then you must make a bracha. So now if they don't, if somebody does not eat it, it does not bench and eat it afterwards, whatever the case is, they're pressed for time. They got to leave this and that, whatever the case is. So if they do eat the ice cream or ices for whatever the reason is, and they have nothing else to eat, they don't have the chocolate, they don't have the candy, and they can't wait till after benching, whatever the case is, but they have to eat the ice cream. So one should definitely not make a separate bracha due to the fact that it is a major machlokes, a dispute amongst the poskim, and you're dealing with safek brachas. So if you can do one of those eitz tovos that we just spoke about, either eat something else, the candy, chocolate, whatever, or bench first and then eat the ice cream afterwards, or the ices afterwards, which is what should be done. You can't do that. It has to be eaten now, and it's during during the meal. So since it is a machloikis amongst the poiskim, one should definitely not make a extra bracha to avoid the problem of sofik bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.